right, welcome back. We have some extra fat joy for you. I have 10 questions for you, Lindsay Guile. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Okay. So if this last week was a chapter of a book, what would it be called?
I mean, I think it would be just, in this case, like, just another week.
Yeah. You're like back in the school role of things and...
Yeah. Working with students, helping students. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. What's one thing that you own that you probably should throw out or get rid of?
I don't know. Probably some of my clothes. I buy too many clothes. Shoes. Oh, no, it's shoes. Best shoes that I don't even wear anymore.
Shoes are hard to get rid of, though. Oh, I feel like, yeah.
What I could just sit still and look pretty in them.
Right? But do you ever?
No.
No, I know. This is a hard thing. I'm a big fan of Fluvogs because they're like so funky and, oh, if you, oh my gosh. Okay. Fluvog. Flue? I forget exactly. Fluvog. Google will correct it. They are the coolest shoes. They are not cheap. And so for a while, I think I had like 3 or 4 pairs that I would buy like every couple of years. I would save up for like a birthday present to myself. And then I started on some medication that changed my body and my feet got a size bigger. Oh, and I held on to them for like 10 years. And then I was like, I should gift them to someone else who will love them as much as I have. But it was hard to do.
I had a pair of 4-inch platform, black and white polka dotted shoes, heels with a cherry red platform and heel.
You would love Fluvogs if you love that kind of shoe. Yes.
I cannot wear them anymore. I've got bad ankles. I held on to them so long, and I think I don't even remember who I finally gave them to, but it was like that or a broken ankle. But
right? Oh, yeah. Oh, shoes. I love shoes.
And they made me 6'3". So,
oh, I mean, that's amazing. What's the most used app on your phone?
Oh, probably Instagram.
Yeah.
I spend too much time there, and I have a personal account, and my studio account, and I run our work account. So
Yeah. You're always on there. Yeah. Favorite smell?
Usually lavender.
Yeah. Lavender's so lovely. Yeah.
Just like in lavender, like bushes or trees. Bushes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what are they? Oh, yeah, we have some in our front lawn. It is like a bush. It kind of, yeah. I love going out and like just rubbing my fingers on it. And then it's, the smell stays with. Yeah. Favorite word?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I make ceramic cups that say fuck on it.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah. Followed second by shit.
Yes. 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 My favorite earrings say fuck diet culture. So good. And they're bright blue sparkles and they're attached to bright sparkly pink hearts. And I love wearing them to brunch.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Yes.
Fuck diet culture. Do you have a least favorite word?
Rural. R-U-R-A-L. I cannot say it. And I come from a rural community. And I'd rather just say I come from the country.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like a dog going, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, rural. Do you remember, what show was it where it was like the rural juror? Do you know that joke? Yeah. Yeah. Rural. I find my version of that is hierarchical. I don't know why that's such a weird word to say. Like when you mention body, there's like an art hierarchy, like the hierarchical. It's a weird word. I don't know how to say it properly. Catches in my throat.
Yeah. I also feel bad. I can't say
rural. Yeah, that is rural. A weird one.
I think you have to kind of miss the second R.
Rural. Oh, rural. Oh my gosh. No, I don't like it either anymore. Lindsay, what scares you?
Letting people down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Especially to people who mean a lot to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What would you tell your younger self?
To not worry so much. That you are way stronger than you give yourself credit for. And that things will work out.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
One of your big dreams.
It's weird and hard because I've had small dreams that I've worked really hard for, becoming a full-time instructor. I'm tenured. I run an art gallery in addition to teaching 5 classes. So it's a lot. My big dream right now is to maybe have a bigger place with a bigger studio to sometimes teach a little less, not so many classes. I think a lot of artists would say, oh, the big New York City dream. I think it'd be wonderful if it happens. I'm going to work towards that. Maybe to have more cats.
Yeah. How many do you have? You have 4. Oh my gosh.
I have 4. I'm surprised no one has joined us for
a year. I have seen nary a cat tail.
Not so grand in the most grandest of dreams, but.
Well, I love what you said around, I've had lots of little dreams that I've worked hard for. Like the fact that you're tenured, the fact that you have your own gallery, the fact that you are a working artist. I mean, those are huge things. Each and every one of them is a huge thing to have accomplished. So, yeah.
And if you had asked me even like 10 years ago, if I would have a steady artistic practice, I would have been like, I don't know. I don't think so. There's a lot of things I didn't think that I was would ever happen that I was suited for, but I kept working towards it anyway. And then I continuously surprised, and my friends are like, why are you surprised? You're a badass. And I was like, okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes. Yes. Love that so much. Final question. I'm already pre-imagining your answer, but I'm not going to say. We'll see what you say. So if you had a billboard on the side of a really busy highway where tens of thousands would see it every day, what would you put on that billboard?
Oh my God. I would probably put a bunch of fat naked people on there and say, fuck diet culture.
Yeah. That's kind of what I imagined you would put on a billboard. I really want that billboard out there.
Yeah, me too. And like, yeah, just it does so much damage.
Yeah, it really does. And I'm always shocked when people don't get, I was going to say refuse, because I'm struggling with some people in my life right now who refuse to understand the impact of diet culture. And I'm like, how can you not see it? It's like so clear, but it challenges their own worldview. And so therefore, yeah. So fuck diet culture, a bunch of nude people on a billboard. Yes.
In their fat glory.
Oh, fat glory. Yes.
I'm hoping at some point that I will just, out of all my work, I will curate a show that's just the fat people I've drawn.
That would be amazing. Yes.
Probably in a couple of years, but it's like on my radar. I've not said that to anybody, so.
Ooh, heard it here first. Very excited for that.
It's an exclusive.
Yeah. I would want to come to, I would drive, I think you're 8 hours away from me. I would drive to just be able to stand there and just see beautifully drawn fat people, like all around. I can just imagine what that would be like, just all around, like all over the walls, and just be like, yeah, like that gets to be okay too.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Maybe that's my big goal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let me know. I want an invite. I will be there.
Absolutely. And I will just talk about fat.
Yes. Yes. Fat glory.
I like that better. Oh, yeah.
Lindsay, thanks for answering the 10 questions.
You're very welcome. Lots of fun.
Yay.